Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Okay, I can't hear that. Stop it. I can't hear it.
I just want to keep it going.
No. 651-461-9226. Timberwolves basketball. They're not bugging us. They're playing really well. They've won 6 in a row, longest win streak since 2004. They should make it 7 in a row tonight because they're playing a very, very poor Orlando Magic team. 651-461-9226. What's bugging you? Here we go. Good. Here they're coming in now. Thank you. Winter's bugging me. I'm ready to go camping. John from Norwood. What's bugging me is President Biden cutting off the oil drilling. High gas prices, entirely his fault. Not entirely his fault, John. I understand that. And you can blame him if you want. That's fine. It's a free country. You can do that. But there's just too much evidence to suggest there's other factors at play. It's a global oil increase. Well, I'm getting divorced. I thought everything was amicable, and now it's not. Oof, Jake. Oof, we got from the serious to the sublime. Dark side, cashiers who don't say thank you after a sale. You're right, Texter. You know what bugs me entirely too much, by the way? Holding a door for somebody, and they don't say thank you. I don't know why. It just, that bugs me. And I do the thing where I'll go, you're welcome. I try to, that bugs me. It's way too much. It bugs me way too much. I shouldn't be holding a door for someone just to get the gratification of someone saying thank you, but it's not that tough to do. 651-461-9226. We got Jake in St. Paul or South St. Paul. Jake S. in St. Paul or Jake in South St. Paul? Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, this is my dark side. I'm a longtime WCCO listener, yeah. And I tune into Jordan and Paul in the afternoon,
yeah.
And then you're on there, and I'm like, what? Like, you belong on that noon to 3 show with that other fella, that sidekick is.
Yeah.
And you being a sidekick. Now, if Mike Maxson's in, I'd be okay with him being on here today. Yeah. But that's my dark side.
All right. Thank you, Jake. Boy, that South St. Paul accent really coming through there. I appreciate that. 651-461-9226. Tim is in Crystal. Tim, what do you need to get off your chest? What's bugging you? What's your dark side today?
Yeah, so I seem to be one of the only people who has to commute to work nowadays,
yeah.
But why are the traffic meters at the entrances to the freeways turned on when there's no traffic? Can you answer that?
I don't get that either. I don't know. Is that a timing thing? What's up with that, MnDOT? Come on, change that up. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I can see if it's, full traffic load, but no, why are they on? Tim, thanks for the call.
Right.
I appreciate it. Let's get on that. Cars that pull out in front of you and drive 10 miles below the speed limit. That's from Jim. Thank you. I hold the door as a courtesy. It's not about getting thanked. I know, but it still bugs me. Well, is it that tough to just say thank you? I try my tried and true thing. Say, you know what? You're welcome. You know what chaps my behind? The traffic lady who can't decide which inappropriate syllable to emphasize during her report. Sponsored by, thank you. People who whine and complain about government overreach, they should consider themselves fortunate that they don't live in Russia or Ukraine. How about that? Steve is in Edina. Steve, what can possibly be bugging you in Edina?
Well, I'll tell you one thing is that they haven't lifted the mask mandate on airplanes.
Yes.
That's one thing.
Okay.
A second thing is I read today the Twins have no idea about, they don't have a pitching staff. They don't have any starters.
No. They need to do some serious work here in the next 48 hours. Yes.
Yeah. And then the last thing would be just filled up, paid $4 a gallon and, had what felt like just 30-degree below wind chill pelting me in the face.
Yeah.
So, but a lot to be thankful for. It's Friday.
Yep.
Have a great weekend.
Amen, Steve. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. It bugs me that Matt Burke Thinks he and his 8 kids are too good to be vaccinated, have lost all respect for him. All right, we'll take that. Political. We've had one on each side now. Turning off the radio because of the dark side. Good God, don't feed into the negativity of the rest of the world. We're having fun. You know what? That text bugs me, okay? Randy's in Newport. Randy, what's bugging you? Get it off your chest. It's cathartic. It makes you feel better.
That people get upset with me. They come to my house to do service work. They get upset with me that I smoke. And people out in public get upset that I smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my right. I can smoke. And I don't want you looking down at me. And furthermore, I don't want you telling me to put my cigarette out at my house where you're doing service work for me.
Well, here's the thing. I appreciate it. That's your house. You can smoke in your own house, Randy. But, I mean, if somebody's coming in, I mean, if they're doing service, it's kind of common courtesy to put out the cigarette, though, isn't it?
I'm not over their shoulder.
Okay.
I'm sitting on my front chair having a cigarette
at
my house. And you're doing service work for me.
All right. Randy, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. That was Randy in Newport maybe having maybe having a Newport. Why? Somebody's working on his furnace. The cold, Putin, my boss at the grocery store who won't schedule more hours. People that don't understand the speed limit is the top limit. People who get upset at the phrase, be kind. Can you believe that? 651-461-9226. We've hit a nerve here. Tim is in Nisswa. Should we go to Tim in Nisswa? Tim, what can possibly be bugging you in Nisswa? I love Nisswa.
Well, what's bugging me is the lack of respect that some folks have for the Minneapolis teachers who are out on strike. Their top three items are not for themselves. Counselors for kids, lower class sizes so they can give more one-on-one attention, and higher wages for the ESPs, for the parents. And then they're asking for a raise themselves. And I would hazard a guess if they could get those other three things, they would take a far less substantial raise. I think they're truly in this for the kids, and it just makes me sad every time somebody comments and just berates them about it.
Tim, thanks for the call. That was Tim in Nisswa. 517. Why don't we do this? We'll take a break. We got a lot of calls coming in. We got Mike and Brad and a lot of texts coming in. One more little segment here before the Wolves. What's bugging you? What's your dark side? 651-461-9226. 517. We'll be back after this on CCO. Well, we seem to have struck a nerve here. Adam Carter in for Paul and Jordana just for another 10 more minutes. Timberwolves basketball Friday night. Wolves in Orlando against the Magic. Should win 7th in a row. Let's hope so. We're taking your dark side. What's bugging you? And you're missing the bit if you get upset, if you think we're creating negativity. This is a chance for you to get stuff off your chest. You should feel better after this. Here's a good one. Somebody gets it. I'm sick of home decor with so many words on it. I'm sick of reading your walls. Yes, the live, laugh, love. That's from Christina in Otsego. Thank you, Christina. Mike from Parts Unknown. Mike, what's bugging you? Thanks for holding through the break.
Yeah, two things that really cheese me off. One, the lack of situational awareness at the state hockey tourney.
Oh.
People walking halfway down the stairs, and they're going to stand there and watch the game, blocking the view of everybody in the seats behind them. And it's the second thing that cheeses me off was that Dream Doctor earlier on Hartman's show. That guy's a fraud and a bum and a charlatan. I'm out.
Thank you, Mike. He's good about the situational awareness. That one, or when if you're in an airport, a skyway, and you're walking, don't walk diagonal. Don't walk diagonal and slow. You're cutting people off. It's the same as a road. If you think you're a slow walker, get to the right. If you're a fast walker, you walk to the left. Situational awareness, we need more of it. Brad is in Minnetrista. Hi, Brad.
Hello. I was hoping to listen to Laura Oakes cover the Eagle's Nest on her Sunday morning program.
Yeah.
On Sunday, the 6th of March.
Okay.
At the very start of it, there was 10 minutes of dead air.
Oh, geez.
From 6:35 to 6:45. So the whole coverage of her doing her program and covering that nest was missed.
Oh, Brad, we'll fix that. We'll get on to it. Brad, thank you very much for the call. I know Laura loves the Eagle Cam, but you can go to our Odyssey app or you go to wccradio.com/podcasts. You can hear that program in its entirety. People who, let's see here. Oh, got so many coming in. Drivers who block traffic lanes because they can't be bothered to pull into one of the numerous parking spots. Waiting to pick up my kid from activities, cars just blocking aisles. Guess they and their kid are more important than me and mine. Lisa in Apple Valley. Karen, we've got a Karen on the line. Karen from Hudson. Karen.
Yeah, don't make.
I'm not making fun of you.
I'm sorry.
It's your parents' given name. I apologize.
It is, and it's not the best name to have right now. But anyway, I'm really bugged that you don't get to get your own radio show on the radio here. So maybe the 9 o'clock a.m. spot will become yours. So anyway.
Well, Karen, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend, Karen in Hudson. She's a family friend, and I'll send her a check later. I appreciate the thoughts. I have fun no matter what time slot I'm working. I'm having fun now. We're having fun ahead of the Timberwolves. It's all good. Mike in Minneapolis. Mike.
Dude, yes. I am so tired of the word awesome. A full-blown gale on Lake Superior is awesome.
Yes.
Me ordering a cheeseburger is not awesome, Carissa.
Here's the other words. It's genius. People use that way too much. This is genius. Or this is, it's perfect. Perfect is a word that needs to be stricken from the language. Everybody's using perfect now.
I think Sid could get away with it. The way he used the word genius.
Yes.
Or if he said something that was perfect. Yeah.
And that's
sarcasm.
With sarcasm, you don't say, your birth announcement was genius. It was genius. It was spectacular. Thank you very much, Mike. Mike, one of our best scholars on the noon to three. What I'm angry about is this one. The commercial that disparages South St. Paul with the pet, it's the pet cremation commercial, which we love our folks who advertise with us, but they make it sound like you don't want your pet to go to South St. Paul to be cremated. It's like, what's wrong with that? Man, wokeness makes my butt itch. That's what a texter has. Thank you. Lee is in South Dakota. Lee, thanks for calling. How are things in Sodak?
Well, I'm actually calling from my childhood home, and I want to say I'm disappointed with kids spending so much time online.
Yeah.
Because back when I was that age, we were driving at exceptionally high speeds, shooting fireworks at each other, punching each other, and we flipped over a piano.
Yeah.
And now they just sit online.
Online. Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Lee. I don't know. I think I'd rather have the kids online than driving around firing fireworks at each other, even though I may have done that too as a kid.
Well, yeah, maybe we all did. But Lee, the adults are doing that just as much. I mean, the scene of a kid's in front of their parents on their phone is just as common as the other way around. When your kids finally get sit down and the parents go to the phone, it's everybody. It's not just the kids.
They learn it somewhere. So you can either teach your kid to be on the phone or teach him to drive around and shoot fireworks at each other. And I am not advocating that. Don't back me into a corner here. 651-461-9226. I think your radio show is awesome and perfect. Well, thank you very much. Maybe that's sarcasm, saying that maybe that's what's bugging them today. Really bugs me when a person drops an item at the supermarket and then doesn't put it back, just waits for another person to grab it and put it back. Yeah, come on. Let's not be lazy as society. You drop something. Here's the biggest thing, though, okay? If we're on supermarkets, if you leave garbage in a shopping cart, you're a horrible person. I'm just going to say that. You are a horrible human being if you leave garbage in a shopping cart. That's even worse than not putting the shopping cart, just leaving it in the parking lot, letting someone else put it into the corral. If you leave garbage in a shopping cart, you should never be permitted to be in a supermarket ever again. They're not garbage cans. Throw it away. Oh, here's some positive music coming in here. All right. Thank you so much for chiming in. I appreciate it. DJ, thank you so much for dealing with me, I know, is a surprise to you this morning. Probably rolled your eyes and go, oh, great, here we go.
Yeah, who's this guy?
Exactly. But thank you very much for putting up with me. Pleasure is all mine, sir. Timberwolves basketball coming up. It is the Wolves. It is the Orlando Magic in Orlando. Sit back, enjoy the night, stay warm, and listen to Alan Horton and his wonderful calls on News Talk 830 WCCO. Timberwolves basketball, they're going for 7 wins in a row tonight. How about that? Timberwolves. Thank you so much, Paul. Jordan will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Stay warm and take care of yourself. Adam Carter signing off on WCCO. Lose the earthquakes, keep the faults, fill the oceans without the salt. Let every man own his own hand. Can you dig it, baby? What kind of world do you want? Think anything. Let's start it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.